Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Okay, so this story caught my eye. It's just come out. Here we see radio DJ Tim Goff dies while presenting his show aged 55 after suspected heart attack. Now, when have you heard this happen before? I mean, maybe it's happened before, but I don't recall a DJ, a radio DJ presenter dying live on air. It says here, Generation X Radio Suffolk have announced the death of radio presenter Tim Goff, who died while on air this morning. The station posted on their social media accounts, writing, "It is with the heaviest of hearts." Now, is it me, or do I see this a lot? When these instances happen recently, these sudden deaths, I'm always seeing someone saying in the article, "Our hearts are broken," or "It is with the heaviest of hearts." I mean, I know it's a phrase that people use a lot. It's just when I see these reports of all these people having heart attacks, all of these sudden deaths, I'm telling you, you look and you will see someone saying something like this. Check it out. Maybe it's just me, but I'm seeing this come up a lot. Again, they posted on their social media writing, "It is with the heaviest of hearts that I have to inform you, our dear friend and breakfast host Tim Goff passed away this morning while presenting his program." The presenter is said to have been an hour into his slot this morning when music stopped playing halfway through a song with no explanation. The music resumed moments later, however, Tim didn't return. Hours later, the station confirmed he had died. Sudden death. So this story is doing the rounds, but the one thing that is not mentioned in any of these stories, and it never is when you see a lot of these recent sudden deaths, they never mention the great number of experimental injections that billions of people have had over the last year, and whether that might be related. They never mention this, or whether or not that person who has suddenly died unexpectedly, whether or not they have had any of those experimental jabs. Well, as you can see from this tweet here by this radio DJ, this is October 2021, so a year ago, he said, "What the hell is going on here? 1.5 million people who willingly received both initial COVID vaccines now can't be asked to go and get their booster jab. No surprise that a government who have been trying to pretend the pandemic's over are now blaming us again for a surge in pandemic numbers." So I think from that tweet a year ago, I think it's pretty clear that this DJ was pro-jab. And I would suggest that he most probably got every jab going. So, yeah, I mean, it's another sudden death. I keep using this word discernment a lot because I think it's important. Discernment, I feel, is something to do with the Holy Spirit. It's something to do with that which you cannot see. I've said before, you know, your gut instinct, to trust your gut instinct. You know, I mean, you just know, you can feel something is not right. Something is telling you that something is wrong. And it's that initial feeling then that leads you to ask questions or leads you to research something. It's that initial suspicion. That's discernment. And if you didn't take the jab, then you must have some form of that discernment within you. And think yourself lucky that you have. Okay, just a quick video. Thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to hugotalks.com, the website, so you can be notified of all videos I upload. And I'll see you later.